Second Harvest supplies food to roughly 300,000 people in eastern Wisconsin. Much of the food comes from businesses and community food drives. Now Second Harvest has a website at which you can click on food items you want to donate, add them to a virtual shopping cart, and make a financial donation equal to the amount of your virtual purchase. The agency will also work with firms that want to use their own websites. Second Harvest spokesperson Gina Steyer says this system should take some of the hassle and uncertainty out of collecting large amounts of food.
A lot of the larger organizations, or even the small organizations that don't have the space to store the food, this eliminates that transportation and the storage for them.
Steyer also says receiving financial donations allows Second Harvest to reduce its transportation costs and buy the types of food that don't normally get collected during food drives. Those are items like peanut butter, pasta, and tuna. Steyer concedes that giving online gives the donor a different reward.
There certainly is a warm fuzzy that goes along with the donation of macaroni and cheese or the can of corn or green beans that you drop off at the store or at your church that goes right to the food bank or the food pantry. But for every dollar donated, we can provide 6 meals. And people need to realize that when they're making that donation, they're really getting a lot of bang for their buck.
Steyer says a couple of companies in Milwaukee have already used the recently created website. Second Harvest of Wisconsin continues to accept regular financial donations. This week, the agency says it received $100,000 from an anonymous donor who was given almost $2 million since 1983. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.